All right, take three, take two, sucked. First one. Yo. Break it up.
Yo, I break it up and spit it like tobacco in right fields. I'm acting like a savage and exploding like minefields. So much aggression and expression of minefields. Like fighting for my life, a rap attacker with mic skills. The time is critical and ticking like time bombs. My offense is pivotal, my lyrics will bear arms. My defense is evident, I block and I jab back. Duck and attack and smacking with the back of my left hand. Just like a horror movie, moment you ran into me. An evil spirit, you hear it and now you'll never lose me. Call it some braggadocious magic like hocus pocus. Tiger fist with a little bit of the dragon lotus. Who needs a bodyguard? I'll hit your body hard. 55 hit combo to split your phony squad. Thinking faster than brain matter can spark a thought. Plan a suggestion, inception before the script was bought. Battle with axes and hammers and bullets blazing. Call it amazing the way I'm raiding your masquerade.
And I don't have one of those right now. I'm drinking the whiskeys. Ugh. Can't really pop that top.
No, but you can make a...
Yeah, no, that, you don't really want to make that noise with whiskey. That's when you're, that's when you've known you've poured too much. Like, if you have a full glass of whiskey...
Yeah. It's a night.
Like, even if, like, even if you drink multiple of, like, what I have right now...
Yeah.
I feel like it's more respectful just pulling a full glass. If you pull a full glass of whiskey... That is basically telling everybody, I have a problem.
It's going to be a night.
Yeah. There is a problem tonight.
And it's not going to be me. It is going to be you. As in whoever's around the person.
Yeah. Well, no, you're definitely the problem.
No, that's the thing. He just doesn't think he's the problem.
No. Well, that guy just thinks he's being smart. And not having to go back for another drink. I've done that before. It does not... It does not give you good looks. People do not appreciate it.
I've been in that situation once, I think. Somebody had made somebody a drink and just put ice. And then they just filled it with Captains and, like, sprinkled on Coke.
I had a bartender do me a solid one time in California. And it was, like, a hotel bar. And, but, like, he just kept pouring.
Yeah.
And, like, he goes... he just kept going. It was for the same price as one drink.
Oh, well, there you go.
So like, it was like, I wasn't gonna complain, but I was like, dude, you've set me up for like a weird night.
He's like, you're welcome.
Yep.
That's fun and exciting, though. The same price for.
Well, yeah. Well, they were closing up, so he was just like, oh, here's another drink if you wanted one.
Yeah.
He's like, here, get out of my bar.
Well, no, he hung out. Like he stuck. Yeah. He stayed.
Oh, nice.
What are we talking about?
So, like, we're just talking.
John Bon Jovi?
Because I have a glass of whiskey here, we're talking about, like, if you show up with a full glass of whiskey, it gives the wrong impression to everybody.
Where?
Like a full glass.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. No, you don't do a full glass.
God, no. Yeah.
That'll kill a man.
Oh, it won't, but.
I mean.
It'll kill some men.
Yeah.
Makes for a good night.
Yeah, but the guy basically poured me, and I'd be basically having a full glass of whiskey at that point. And
yeah.
Like, I was like, you set me up for the oddest night now. Like, I feel obligated to finish this.
Now I have to.
Is this a Redmond?
No, this was this is California. This is Coop.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What did you have? What did he give you in the Cali?
Oh, that was it was garbage whiskey. It was
bottom shelf.
I wouldn't say bottom shelf, but like not like talking like Jim Beam. It was like I think it was Maker's.
Okay, so middle of the pack, hotel wise.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'll spend when it's a good whiskey bar and it's a good like, but like a fucking hotel. Yeah. No, you're not gonna. I'm not gonna buy Oban at a fucking hotel if they have it in Macallan. Like a hotel, it's gonna be like $40.
Yeah.
You know, granted, if I pay for it somewhere else, it's not going to be much cheaper. But
it's going to be like $65 in a hotel.
Yeah.
It's going to be $40 at like a regular bar. Yeah. Anything that's not a dive, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
For what, two fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can buy a bottle of Oban for $70.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
It's like the same thing with like going to a club. and getting bottle service. It's like, yeah, you're paying $125 for the $30 bottle of
champagne,
Absolut or whatever. Yeah, or champagne.
Whatever the bottle service is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous amount. I know a guy who just wants to do bottle service all the time.
Why?
Like, yeah, exactly. Why?
Wants the appearance.
Yeah. Makes for some good stories.
That I overpay for my spirits.
He doesn't care about money.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he has enough money that he doesn't care about money.
The first option. Just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't have it. Doesn't care.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the I'm saying the impression he wants to give out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the impression he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't have it, wants to pretend he does.
Yes.
Indeed. Indeed. He's also one of those, like, quote-unquote club promoters.
Oh, love that.
So he pretty much just spends whatever money they give him to promote.
On his bottle service?
On his bottle service and more.
Okay, well, now you're exposing.
So he's not making
now money. You're exposing the business. So
he's definitely exposing the business.
But
speaking of...
Has it been it's been 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it.
No.
No.
It's moving quick. Time's moving quick.
Well,
we're going to die soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure are.
I mean, it's just like a blip.
Not to get morbid. I'm just saying.
Just like a blip on the, you know. We watched Loki in like a day and a half. So that's very relevant to us.
Nice.
At this moment.
Finally got up?
Finally. Yeah.
Good.
I had watched, like, I started the first episode and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not.
I enjoyed Loki very much.
Yeah.
I did once I get into it. It was a slow start.
I like the, the whole TVA thing gave me very much like Men in Black vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Men in Black. So, yeah. I was like, okay, I like it.
Oh, Tessie is mean mugging me hard.
Oh, yeah. I didn't love some of the, I didn't love the.
Can you see out of that eye now?
I don't know.
Ouch.
She can still smell, though, so if she smells something that she wants. Look at that. Yeah, look at that sniffer go.
Oh, yeah.
So.
For those who can't see, because we're not recording this one, Tessie is a pug with one eye. She's ancient. We're talking, like, from the beginning of the world, ancient. Mm-hmm. As old as time.
A tale as old as time.
If the world started in 2007, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Were you just singing Beauty and the Beast?
Damn right I was.
Okay, I'm like.
I've been, because I had a gig this weekend.
Oh.
So now I'm back on, like, the.
At one of those Disney weddings?
No, but it's back to, like the normal music that I listen. Like
normal wedding songs?
Yeah, so yeah. I'm just get tired of them. So I went to, Spotify, typed in ska covers.
Yeah.
And a Disney one came up. So it was a giant playlist of just Disney skas. And I was like, all for this. So I had my, whole 45-minute drive home. I was like, jamming out to some ska Disney.
Mm-hmm. Ska Disney.
Yep. Ska Disney's.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And so. Tale of Old Time was one of the top ones.
Mm. I just went Under the Sea. Under the Sea.
They have one of those. There's a couple of those, actually.
Mm.
It fits in the ska.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
There's already horns in that song.
Oh, yeah. But here's a weird request that I had for the wedding. Iron Maiden.
Mm. Yep.
I was like, it's gonna be weird.
Which song?
Please hold. There was a couple of them.
Oh, a couple of Iron Maiden songs.
Yeah.
Groomer, Bride.
Both. It was on the list, so.
It was approved by the bride. Both. Iron Maiden approved by the bride at a wedding.
I was going to say, was it Peace Sells, but who's buying them? I'm like, no, that's Megadeth, right?
Maybe.
Mm.
Fear of the Dark.
Okay.
Aces High.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both like 7 minutes long.
Yep.
So I was waiting. Not the venue. They don't want the drinks on the dance floor. You know. glass and girls with bare feet.
No drinks on the dance floor.
So, you know, that people were doing it, so I made the quick announcement not to have the drinks on the dance floor, and at that point it killed the dance floor because everybody had drinks. So they're just like, eh, fuck this. So they went and sat down and had their drink, and I was like, you know what, this is the time to play Iron Maiden because no one is going to dance.
Yeah. I would have.
So that's what I did. Played the Iron Maidens. Got it out the way.
I'm not sure how, but I would have tried.
To dance?
I would have formed a pit.
There was a couple people.
I would have found elderly people and just formed a pit.
There was a couple people. There was four or five. It was the groom and some of his friends. Big Jet fans.
Oh.
I heard the Jet chant all night.
Sure.
Gross.
All night.
How do they still exist? Hey, never mind. They have my respect because they're like, to follow that kind of losing.
Losing streak can still be somewhat relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it all night. And the colors were the black and jet green.
Yeah, it's not an attractive color scheme either.
I mean, it's very just blah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't stand out.
No.
Like
I hate the Steelers, but at least you know the Steelers colors stand out.
Yeah.
Black and yellow.
Yeah.
The Jets could really use like a rebranding, kind of how the Seahawks had it like 10 years ago or whatever, like when they were the first team that took on like the Nike redesign.
Mm. Oh, like, when they went from super baby blue and neon green to like the navy and silver.
Yeah. To like, I love their uniforms. Like, I mean, like I don't like the Seahawks, but like their uniforms are fire or were fire right when they came out.
And I like the, just kinda like the random alternates with the neon green that they randomly throw in every now and then.
Yeah.
Has that still classic feel, but
the color rushes are hit and miss.
Yeah, color rushes definitely are hit and miss. I saw one, somebody did a mock-up of the Patriots one once they can bring back the old helmet.
The red? Or the
Pat Patriot?
Yeah, the white helmet with the red.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's going to look good.
The red's probably my favorite of the Patriot uniforms.
Yeah, you're not alone there. I think a lot of people love that one.
And then it would be the old classic blue with the white red stripe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have to go with the silver of now.
It's not bad.
I don't think they've ever had a genuinely terrible uniform, but
no.
I mean the shoulder flying Elvises wasn't great.
No, that was like 90s.
Yeah,
was that early 90s?
It was late 90s or mid 90s.
That was like Zoe into Bledsoe, right?
Yeah.
Curtis Martin.
I have a Curtis Martin jersey of that. So I know it's not that good looking jersey, but it's a Curtis Martin jersey.
Yeah,
still fits kind of.
Nice. I have a Corey Dillon one.
Very nice.
Patriot one, not the Bengals.
Ooh.
I actually still have all my old jerseys, now that I think of it. When, you know, buying jerseys in the early 2000s was the thing to do.
So I feel this is subdued, like we don't know what we're going to talk about yet.
Yeah.
Well, I have a list, but I'm just going off of...
What's on your list, Brian? God damn it. Hold down on us.
What we're going with. Just rolling with the punches.
I had a very long work day today.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm beat. And I went to the, I took like 45 minutes and went to the gym and worked out. So like.
Yeah, I did just like work out just before I got here.
Nice.
I got to start again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
I am fat. So I need to start and continue and then keep continuing and keep doing more every time. Otherwise, I will not stop being fat.
Build that cardio, son.
Yeah. I am down 25 pounds since I started.
The ABs?
Yeah, since I started wrestling training. Just between that and weightlifting.
Nice.
And not eating pizza 24/7.
Well, you can still eat pizza 24/7. You just have to work out more.
Yeah, and just I eat it 24/6. I take one day where I'm like, okay, maybe I'll
have a cheat day away from
pizza. Maybe I'll have some chicken nuggies instead.
Chicken nuggies,
Dino nugs.
Yeah, I'll get the Dino nugs going instead.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I was looking. I was just like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I should just go and get another camera, like one that will actually work for recording shit better. Whether that's just a GoPro. I know I talked about it, but I'm just like, I should just do it. Because it's just...
Talk is cheap, Will.
Talk is cheap. That that camera fucking wasn't. That was like a... Ugh.
Which is
we
nuts.
Sell it.
Yeah. I don't like...
On the black market.
I twice the amount.
Also named Facebook.
I'm like, why the black market? I'm like, why don't I just...
I don't know.
Is that what they're calling Facebook Marketplace these days?
Marketplace.
Yeah, it just... Ugh.
I think you probably have a better chance of getting shot in the Facebook Marketplace than you do the actual black market.
Probably.
Probably. That's why I literally go to, anytime I sell something on Facebook, I go to, like, there's a swap exchange at the police station.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, meet me here. I don't give anybody, like,
my
home address. I gave one dude, because he was buying tires off of me, and I'm like, I don't want to, like,
lug tires around.
I'm like, I don't want to lug tires around. Like, what if he no-shows me or anything like that? And I was just like, yeah, here's my address. And yeah, I looked. He didn't look like a serial killer. He's not.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I looked it up. He is not.
Well, they don't really just like. They don't always come out and say that they're serial killers.
Yeah.
Like he could just be. he could be in the middle of his like terror reign, and you have no idea.
Yeah.
He hasn't started
and
yet.
And you just aided and abetted him by providing him tires. Yeah.
No, but he does have like a million subscribers on TikTok though. I found this out.
Oh, this guy's definitely a serial killer.
I found this out afterwards.
Yep.
I was just like scrolling through TikTok.
Didn't you call him out on it?
Yeah. And that, like, I saw it and I was like, this dude seems really familiar. And I'm like, I wonder. And I'm like, you know, it's gotta be. And then I messaged him. Yeah. I think I did. Have I brought this up before? I messaged him like after I sold him the tires. I'm like, hey man, like how are the tires doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, by the way,
is this you?
I'm like, are you the TikTok guy who does this one niche thing?
The
I'm
one
gonna...
guy on TikTok.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
The only guy.
Well, I'm not going to say what he does. Cause then that would be pretty easily, you know, to narrow him.
Yeah.
Serial killing. No, I'm just kidding.
I find you.
We already established that.
Yeah, no. And he's like, yeah, that is me. He's like, that's so like, you're the first person who's like ever recognized me. And I'm like,
well, I stalked you a little bit to make sure you weren't going to kill me.
Well, no, like the what's it called it popped up on my For You page because like their algorithm's really
you
good.
Know him.
Oh, yeah. Someone you may know.
Yeah.
Someone you were in proximity something. With. We geotagged your ass.
Yeah. And you have like one common interest in things you like to his the content that he creates. Serial killing. No.
I mean, technically, you're creating content for that.
Yeah.
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 You're creating corpses.
You're creating corpses.
Getting away with murder.
Yeah.
He needs those tires.
Mm-hmm.
She got dark.
Yeah. So how's it been now, Dan, now that like it's not so winterish anymore? How are people being with COVID like in your job?
Like it doesn't exist anymore.
That's what I thought. Cause that's I was going to try and hint at that, but I feel like you had a better kind of like idea since you're around the public more.
So basically, there's no mask regulations. There's nobody social distances at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I still wear a mask personally because I had COVID in February, and I'm not currently allowed to test as a result. So normally I would be tested twice a week.
Yeah.
But because I've already tested positive for it, they don't want false positives or anything like that. So they're like, oh, hey, you're. I'm well past it anyway, but it was.
But you could still test positive with it.
But they had a policy that once you test positive, they don't. They don't force you to do testing for 90 days.
Yeah.
And so while I'm not testing, I'm going to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I want to be sure. You know, I don't want to spread that shit to anybody, even if I don't get it myself.
Makes sense.
So it's one thing if I'm testing and I get it, no big deal.
I've just been actively licking surfaces.
I mean, you've been doing that the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's warmer, you won't get stuck.
Now it's just other people. I won't get stuck. Now it's just other people's surfaces.
Yeah. I just bring salt with me in case I do.
Yep.
It's
very much a non-factor. Mm-hmm. And most people we had a spike in February and January, and a lot of people got it during that time frame. So, like, I wasn't alone when I got sick. A lot of people got sick up here in that range, and it's dipped down since.
Yeah,
but I'm waiting to hear back, see if there's any rules and regulations for when we go next Wednesday.
Well, I am boosted. I don't expect them to be for there to be any rules regulations because I think they already pulled that off the sports events.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
I mean, my vaccination card's still in my pocket. I got my booster.
Yeah, I do not have the boost, but I have the.
I got my booster. I
actually got to find my card.
Go get your booster,
just in case.
Go get your booster.
Yeah,
everybody should get their booster.
Boosted,
boosted up.
I didn't get sick like once throughout the winter, and then like I had like a like literally like 48-hour. What's it called? Like 2 weeks, like right after you guys were here last time. Like the next time I was like, I feel like shit.
48-hour coma.
Yep, tested twice, nothing, not the vid. So just like, oh great, now it's just, you know.
Now well, the thing is, the regular flu hit around the same time.
Yeah. I'm like, now that I'm not wearing a mask everywhere I go.
I had the allergies coming hard.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, they hit last week for me.
Yeah.
Not that you can tell, I'm just always congested. So.
Yeah. Well, I thought I got concussed because of how like
just
the pressure around
all the inflammation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like,
that sucks.
And I went like, I was talking to Cass. I was like, I think I might be concussed. And she's like, why? And like, and she's like, wait, is it like right in this area? And I'm like,
yeah.
How did you know? And she's like, because I have it too. I'm like, oh,
no.
Okay. I'm like, all right. Then I'm like, I'm like, what are the chances we're both concussed?
Viral concussion.
Viral concussion.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
That's the worst ever.
How do you pass it on? Steel chair.
Yeah. Here, share my dizziness.
Yeah.
Sean Spears, patient zero.
Yeah. But
the doctor will see you now.
Bink.
Yeah, for next week, you think we have any big announcements / surprises?
You know, they've been... One thing I've noticed is they've been starting to wait up until like the day or like day before to announce
anything
the card recently, like, or you get like one thing that gets announced on like the Rampage before and then
like, they fill it in as the week goes on.
That or Tony like announces it like day of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they announce like three or four matches today. Like we're getting Wheeler Yuta versus Bryan Danielson. We're getting CM Punk versus Max Caster. We're getting the
announcement for a signing.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing that I think we knew of last week was the Bunny versus whatever the signing is.
Yeah, which is Tony.
I would think it's Tony.
Probably.
Candace is still on her contract.
Yeah.
So she's not free yet.
Snuggle Dogs.
I'm just trying to think of any other free agents because like
Mia
Athena.
Yim.
Athena.
Mia Yim's.
Mia Yim. Like Mickie James is still with Impact, and I don't think anybody else has.
Perrazzo's still with Impact.
Yeah. Maybe Taya Valkyrie.
Oh. She was not going back to Impact from what she was saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. We'll see tonight, but.
Yeah.
We should get a better idea. It's somebody that. I don't know.
Big time!
Who do you think has. I mean, like. You know what? Like, I was also thinking, like, Tony, but at the same time, I'm like, I feel like Taya Valkyrie, like, has good chemistry with the Bunny because they've had a bunch of stuff in Impact.
Yeah, but I'm not sure Tony's making booking choices or signing choices just based on, you know, have a good rapport with the Bunny.
No. But I'm just saying, it just would make sense for.
Well, actually, Deonna owns, or not owns, but is the ROH Women's champion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So technically she's not
but
signing, but she's part of the company.
Is she in a match for a shipper card? Or for,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, she's not because Impact has a pay-per-view Friday.
Yep.
So she's doing the champ challenge on Impact.
The Briscoes are rocking both. They're doing Supercard and Impact.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because it's Deonna Purrazzo is doing champ challenge on Impact.
Yep.
And then Ring of Honor Friday night is Mercedes Martinez versus Willow Nightingale for the interim Ring of Honor Women's Champion. Oh. So I'm assuming whoever wins that then faces Deonna down the line.
Are they going to bring in all the old champs? Or are they going to start?
I'd imagine probably fresh. Not. You know, maybe if they can bring them in for a match or something like that, but I don't think Tony's going to keep them all signed.
Gresham?
I think Gresham's probably going to come in. If you're going to bring somebody in, that's who you bring.
Yeah.
Like,
well, what's the face of defending the Pure against Yuta, I think?
No.
Did they change that?
I thought it was Lee Moriarty.
No, Lee's in there, but Yuta has a match too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think you're both right in that they're both booked, but I don't know which match is which.
Okay.
Is one for the TV and one for the Pure? Or is the TV?
Okay.
Is the TV title even a thing anymore?
Yeah, it is.
With them? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, then the Briscoes have the
FTR match.
FTR.
Tessie,
and then they're going to Impact right after.
Mm-hmm.
Face the Good Brothers.
Would you lie down? Would you lie down?
You don't want to.
It's probably like the opening match.
Yeah.
Probably Briscoe's FTR, just to like barn burner straight off the mat.
Yeah, and then get them out of there and they're heading to Impact.
Yeah.
Well, Impact, the thing says it doesn't start till 10.
Oh. I mean, they're both in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Many a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we were joking earlier while we were waiting for to come down whether Cody shows up for WrestleMania or not.
Yeah.
And
if it's going to be Shane instead of Cody.
Infinite Troll, Shane McMahon. Yeah. Like how white hot would that heat be? If Seth comes out and the opponent, like we're waiting like for the opponent, all of a sudden, here comes the money.
That would be great. I would love that. I would love if like they had like Gable Stevenson come out instead. Just somebody, just be like, Vince is like, yeah, I'm picking whoever it is. And then just turns out to not be like any, like,
anyone?
Yeah.
That you thought?
Hornswoggle.
Like Ryback. Ryback, please, Ryback.
It's the boogeyman.
Yeah. It could be Seth versus the Steiner brothers.
Oh.
Actually, Rick.
Steiner math.
I'm like, Rick probably can't wrestle at all anymore.
No, I would imagine not.
Scott was doing some very limited stuff for a little bit, but couple of years ago, I don't know if he still is.
I don't know. I think last time he was doing like indie shows.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's two nights of WrestleMania. Like I like that they break it up, but at the same time, it's like,
well, now that they break it up, it just seems even longer because they're still going 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah, and they do an hour pre-show, so it's just like. It takes a lot, like, it's two full nights.
But they're able to catch you up a little bit more
mm-hmm.
if you don't watch, which I don't, so.
Yeah.
I don't either, but at the same time, I kind of want to just get right to it.
I think the problem is the feuds aren't interesting enough where I don't really care about any of these matches.
Yeah.
And
Johnny Knoxville giving out Sami Zayn's number.
I mean, that's been the funniest one so far, but, like, it just because, like, Sami's kept up with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, like, the whole thing, too, is, like the main event, like, the Brock Lesnar-Roman Reigns thing, it's a unification match. It's like, okay, if you're unifying the two main titles.
Yeah, and then they're just going to break them up down the line.
Yeah, it's like.
And give whichever show a tournament.
Yeah, I was going to be like, at that point, are you unifying then, like, the women's titles and, like, the tag team titles, or are you just.
Nope, they're going to.
No.
He's going to win the title and either give it back or just, and they'll do a tournament.
Sounds right.
Yeah. I don't know.
We were saying, like, if Cody just shows up for the day after on Raw. And I'm like, if Cody's the Raw after WrestleMania, I look at that and I go, you should never have left.
Yeah. No, it's either, yeah, it's got to be WrestleMania night.
If it's not WrestleMania night, then you shouldn't have left.
Right? Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to have.
To me, like, even now, like, I don't like the fact that that Vince even announced it being like, I'm picking your, you know,
opponent,
and not just like letting something.
It's Hulk Hogan.
It was like develop naturally. Like,
I am a real American.
It kind of bothers me too that like. They're doing kind of what they did with the Hardys a couple years ago.
Yep.
But, like, announcing that it's going to be a surprise when, like, originally Like, the way that they did it in, like, the New Day still kind of being heels and coming out and, like, pretending that they're putting themselves into the match.
Yeah, yeah.
But then just being like, oh.
It's the Hardys.
It's not us. And then the Hardys coming out to, like, that huge pop. I feel like they're trying to, like, they're trying to fabricate that pop again.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to make a big pop. It's the business.
I know. But it's
the business.
Like, the business.
It's a company. They're a company that cares about moments. They're not a company that actually cares about
story,
like the product, like the product. They care about they care about highlight reels.
Hence, WrestleMania moment.
Yeah,
I mean those are important. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, their focus is on that way too much.
I just feel like it needs to actually be deserved.
Well, I think my only issue with this WrestleMania is nothing feels like it's been built to. Everything just kind of feels like it's been hodgepodge together. Who's available? Who's not injured? Who's
and on top of that, their mid card titles are not being defended.
Yeah.
So Finn,
sure,
Ricochet do not have a match.
Yeah.
Two of your best wrestlers
do not have a match. Legitimately
best wrestlers.
Well, the problem is they're wrestlers.
Yeah. They don't have a match.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to try and pull up the card right now.
That's good times.
Yeah.
Let's have a belt and not defend it.
Yeah. And even like even going back to like that whole like setting up like matches and stuff for the setting the sake of setting them up. And like the reverse thing, like I love that Pat McAfee has a match in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But instead of like them developing like an angle on SmackDown where he's a fucking announcer, Vince McMahon just comes on his podcast and goes, hey, you want a WrestleMania match, kid? Like,
yeah, we have celebrities left and right.
Yeah, like, you know, you like,
technically McAfee, I guess, is a celebrity before he was an announcer. And then you have Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul with The Miz.
Yeah. But like to be honest, like none of them really seem out of place at this point.
No.
Because between...
Johnny takes bumps.
Yeah, like Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, Johnny will take some bumps.
Take a bump. Like the fact that like between Bad Bunny last year, Pat McAfee, and even Stephen Amell, what was it, 6 years ago or whatever, has shown that like...
Some celebrities can do well.
Some celebebrities can work. Yeah, so like
you give
I have
enough prep time, you give them enough time to learn how to make sure they don't get hurt.
Yeah, so I have no doubt that, you know, whatever Johnny Knoxville
does... They'll never be as good as WCW and Karl Malone.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I have no doubt that it'll be entertaining and that Logan Paul will probably surprise a lot of people, you know, but like...
Sure.
I could see that.
But at the same time, it's like...
Who cares?
You have, like, aging... Finn Balor, who's, you know, like, he's got the abs of a 22-year-old, but the dude's, like, 37, 38. Like,
yeah, and he's not even on the card.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
And he's one of your champions. Like...
Strap the belt to him, and you're not going to use him.
Yeah, so they have 7 matches right now for each night.
Mm-hmm.
No pre-show. No pre-shows, but we have...
There will still be a pre-show.
Oh, yeah. So they'll probably throw Finn and Ricochet on pre-show 1 and then pre-show 2 for match... Or night 1, night 2.
Sure.
That's my guess. But we have Becky Belair, the Mysterios and Miz and Logan Paul, McIntyre, Happy Corbin, the Usos and Shinsuke and Rick Boogs, the New Day and Sheamus and Ridge Holland, Seth Rollins and a.k.a. Cody Rhodes, and Charlotte and Ronda. And then that will end with Kevin Owens and Steve Austin.
I didn't think that was actually going to be a match.
It's not. It's just going to be a TV segment, but it's going to be Austin, so someone's getting stunned.
Yeah, Kevin Owens getting stunned.
Mm-hmm. Night 2, we have a 4-way for the women's tag titles. So there's pretty much all your women that are left.
Mm-hmm.
A Knoxville Zayn, McAfee Theory, then a triple threat for the Raw tag titles in Street Profits, Alpha Academy, and RK-Bro. Edge and AJ, which will probably steal the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
That should be.
And then Lashley and Omos. And Brock and Roman.
I think Brock and Roman actually might be good this time. I don't know why. I just think it might be.
It could be just because of the build that they've been having.
I am typically sports entertained by.
I like country Brock.
By Brock and Roman.
Cowboy hat country Brock is one of my favorites
one of the better iterations of both of them.
Boombox Brock is definitely my favorite. The Money in the Bank Brock.
Mm-hmm. Boombox. I liked Sombrero Mariachi Brock. That was my favorite Brock, but whatever.
It was a good one too.
Yeah. Now you boys gonna watch it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll probably have it on in the background.
Yeah. It's my birthday weekend. Birthday Friday.
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah. Yeah. This will drop on your birthday.
I don't believe him. It's the first.
Mm-hmm. Fool's on you.
Whoa.
This has been an elaborate ruse
the whole time
for his entire life.
Yes. Yes. He's telling people I'm born on February 29th.
Makes sense. I actually know a guy born on February 29th.
So he's like 6 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
What about the NXTs, which is happening at noontime on Saturday?
I honestly don't watch NXT anymore, so I don't have no idea. I have absolutely zero concept of what's going on in NXT right now. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I kind of stopped watching once I went to Peacocks.
I'll catch it every now and then, but like
I watched the last pay-per-view.
It's kind of like the way I watched Dark. Like, whereas if it's on in the background,
it's there.
I'll throw it up on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
But I haven't paid attention to NXT in what I'm saying about 2 months.
I know the story beats, at least in like the actual.
All I know is Dolph Ziggler is involved.
Dolph Ziggler is the current NXT champion.
Yeah, it's the champ.
And,
Braun Breaker.
Yeah, Braun Breaker. Steiner's son. Mm-hmm. So.
Which they finally actually just announced him as.
Was it they changed him to a Steiner?
Steiner's son.
Did they change his name to Steiner?
No. But they. Yeah. This is they the acknowledge first, that.
But they're acknowledging the history now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whereas before they were like, meh.
Yep.
Not so much.
He was just
Pete Dunne's over here, like, ah, Butch.
Yeah, I'm Butch.
Butch.
And Walter's like, I'm Gunther.
Yeah.
No sense.
Like a couple weeks ago, like there's some pretty good matches every. You know, there's at least one solid match every week. Like I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago at this point. It was Pete Dunne versus Carmelo Hayes.
I have to say that's like the differences right now that I view in between the products when I'm watching them is every time I'm throwing on Dynamite or Rampage, there's more than one good match.
Yeah.
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 WWE, if there's a good match, there's only one.
Yeah. The thing with NXT is like I'm impressed with the quality of matches they're having, especially now that it really is quote unquote being back to like a developmental.
Back to like NXT before NXT became NXT.
Yeah. Back before it was like the super indie. Yeah. And now it's like.
You know, Dolph Ziggler is just there training everybody.
Not training everybody, but you know. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's not developmental if you have fucking Dolph Ziggler as your champion.
Dolph. And Bobby Roode. He's there too.
Well, Bobby needs some development still.
Bobby.
You know, it's not that he wasn't over at all. You know, he was definitely over, and they didn't care.
Well, they actually had him. They had him do his old entrance last
glorious.
Week. Yeah, yeah, with the robe and everything.
The one I'm gonna miss the most is Elias. His entrance was so good, and now they're gonna change his character.
Yeah, they weren't gonna make him a new Macho Man.
Yep,
that was the rumor.
What? How do you do that? There's only one Macho Man.
But I look at Elias and go, that, how is that guy? How did they not view him as like an over character?
Yeah,
I just don't understand like what are their goalposts? Like, where do they feel like
they didn't create it? People are that's at? Why yeah. They didn't create it. It was the fans, not them.
But the Who Wants to Walk with Elias?
Yeah, and how he got so over.
Yeah.
It was the fans. Yeah. Just loving him shitting on everything, no matter what he said.
It was great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But nope. See you later. Mm-hmm. But the new gimmick they were going to do, he looked too much like Macho Man that they had to go out and change it.
So that's why he hasn't been on TV in like 4 months?
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of not on TV in a while, Miro, he's probably not going to be even on TV even longer because he was just filming a pilot for some TV show.
Good for him. Some television money.
Yeah. So we won't see him for a little bit.
Yeah.
On top of the time we haven't already seen him.
Well, the rumor had his contract got renewed, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing with AEW is they let, like, they just kind of let people go away and then come back.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I actually,
like, cycle.
I'm fine with that, but like, how 100%. Big their roster is, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Morale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the unfortunate part is some people can get lost in that shuffle, but it's also one of those things where you kind of keep things fresh that way, too.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not going 365 days. You know, you have a break to do something.
Yeah. You got guys like,
I think
CM Punk is not a spring chicken. He's going to need some weeks off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like they're able, they do a good job almost to the, they do a good job with managing the workload of like their roster. Cause some of the guys seem like they're not working as much, but then you have some of the younger guys who are still on TV every week. You look at like, you know, the Wheeler Yutas, the, you know, Daniel Garcia, like those kind
of
guys.
A lot of the folks are not focusing on are still getting their reps in with Dark too. So
yeah.
Like you haven't seen Ruby on Dynamite in a long time, but she's still getting matches every week on Dark.
So yeah. I see a little ticker on the bottom where it says Dark or whatever.
So that's one of those things where like they might not have a story for her set up right now, but she's still practicing,
doing her stuff. Reps
in. Yeah. And when they come back, and when she comes back, it'll be, oh, she's been on a 10, you know, match winning streak or something.
She's won 30 matches on Dark.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened with like Jay Lethal on the past one. It was like, oh, Jay has won his past 6 matches on Dark. And I was like, oh, I haven't seen Jay. Where is Jay? And then there it is. He's on Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's wrestling Mox tonight.
Yeah.
That should be good.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. So then like when you have injuries, you can cycle in other people easier. Or when people just need time off, you can cycle in people easier and out. So like, I mean, like think of like, remember like, when like Lance Archer got hurt, it was like he was gone, but they had other big guys to like have
to fill in.
Yeah, to fill in. You had Wardlow, you had Miro, you like that kind of stuff. So like when he came back, you're like, oh sweet, fucking Lance Archer's back to just murder
all.
Yeah,
but so, now it's at the point where there's like, where do you go now? Like there's too many big stars.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
you can definitely do that, but you can also kind of have. You know, they haven't done a ton in terms of, like, they're still building a lot of new factions.
That's what I'm thinking, is they're going to start breaking off like, a lot of big stars into factions.
So, obviously, Inner Circle is broken up.
Yeah.
You know, so, and the Elite have pretty much broken up.
Yeah.
So, you don't have, you know, huge, the Dark Order is the biggest faction out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then, they probably won't break them up. For another year or two.
Oh, no, I they've already kind of sown a little bit of seeds on that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely like not going to happen now.
Yeah. The whole
Hangman
not having anybody from the Dark Order be his tag partners and going with Jurassic Express starts to show cracks.
Oh, the
him and Alex Reynolds bump heads too, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, they actually had a big segment on BT.
Yeah.
If you didn't watch that, that they actually like had a whole interaction between Stu like going off on Hangman. Like,
yeah,
I'm sitting back and catering the entire time.
Yeah.
I'm a goddamn wrestler. You know, we're being into one of the best tag teams in the company, and you didn't choose us.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking catering.
Yeah.
So that one deserved to be on Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
Same. Are we paused or are we?
I can just.
There is no pause.
I can kill the episode here. Well, thanks for joining, everyone. Come back next time.
We're abruptly ending this one. Very abruptly.
This is what we do.
You hear me spitting out a poisonous ink. I'm poisoned to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy to see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Go and rewind it a second time if you need reminded. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Culture refining the perfect pressure to press a diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you say you're rhyming. As far as I'm in, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm reckoning. Strictly just for the benefit, evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face, embrace the sedative.